Charles Paris, So Much Blood, Episode 4.
After I cack-handedly accused Anna of conspiring to break Sophie's leg for a role in a play, Francis was less than happy. I was sure there was a triangular link between the injured Sophie, the fatally stabbed Angus, and a student actor come playwright come direct action activist called Martin. So when I told Francis I'd seen Martin paint-bombing the Scott Memorial, she insisted I tell the police, then banned me from playing detectives on pain of pain. She was more interested in the small miracle of opening my one-man show.
Nothing but lifeless flesh and bone that could not do me ill, and yet I feared him all the more. Lying there so still, there was a manhood in his look.
You can't beat a bit of Victorian melodrama, and the murderous dream of Eugene Aram had the punters wrapped. We lifted the mood with a light-hearted correspondence between Dickens and Hood, then a minor key shift into the darkly satirical Song of the Shirt.
Oh God, that bread should be so dear, and flesh and blood so cheap.
The cost of living resonance chimed with the modern audience and took us to the final bell.
Well done, Charles. I'm sorry some of the lighting cues were a bit sloppy.
At least Cardi B didn't break the moment.
Excuse me. Prosecco for the director, a double malt for the star.
Thanks, Morris.
I didn't know you were in.
I passed like night from land to land.
He swore me to secrecy.
I'm told my presence can be intimidating.
Not to me.
I must try harder.
Where's Judy?
Oh, in the hotel doggy spa. I've left a chillaxin with a daxin. Here's to a successful run.
Cheers. Cheers. Mm.
Well?
Well, what?
What, he says. The show.
Oh, the show.
Don't tease him, Morris.
Was it worth me travelling 500 miles?
Well, be honest.
Here we go.
I don't see a transfer to the Avenue squeezed in between a cash-in adaptation of Bambi and a jukebox musical based on the career of Slade.
Are either of those a thing?
They will be. However...
Ooh, there's a however.
I could see this doing a limited run at an intimate studio, especially with emerging female talent on board.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Would you like me to put out a few feelers?
If the emerging talent's up for it.
That'll be a yes, please, Morris.
I'll make some calls. On the condition that never again will you rope me into one of your amateur gumshoe debacles.
It's ironic. If I'd been right about Anna, you'd be cheering me as a hero.
But you weren't.
And we're not.
Well done, Charles. And thank you.
For what?
For not being Martin and forcing me into further lose-lose negotiations with angry people screaming for blood. Morris, isn't it?
Mm.
You came to our little press launch.
No, not so little.
We're going to see Martin's play this afternoon.
I'm afraid you're not. I was holding out against pressure to cancel, but since the Scott Memorial thing...
Martin will be furious.
I'll deal with that if and when he makes an appearance.
Where is he?
Probably keeping a low profile now the police are after him and his gang of merry pranksters. I won't butt in anymore. I just wanted to say well done.
Don't go on our account.
Stay and stop these two from telling me off. In fact, you're partly to blame.
Oh, dear.
Have you both been playing detectives?
Guilty as charged.
Well, please stop it.
So I mustn't ask him if there are any new suspects?
Funny you should ask.
No.
Seconded.
Consider this a cease and desist order.
Absolutely quite right. Oh, sorry, I'd better get this. James speaking.
At least we're off the hook with Martin's play.
Captain Empathy, it's all about you.
That's why he's so well suited to a one-man show.
Obviously, I'm sorry for the cast, but it's only a student show. It's not like they do it for a living.
Well, I do this for a living, and I skipped lunch, so I'm starving.
I could eat a horse between two bread vans.
No horse, but the happy carrot's good.
Mm, I could go a veggie lunch.
I suppose a vitamin wouldn't do any harm.
Let's go.
Oh, I left my bag in the dressing room. You two get a table and I'll join you. I first came here in 76 during End of Days.
I thought you lived on baked beans, spuds and orange cheese.
Till our stage manager developed rickets.
The place has still got a 70s vibe.
I wouldn't be surprised to see one of our old posters pinned to the corkboard.
We should stick some up for this show.
Put a few more bums on seats.
Have you got any posters on you?
I thought I had some flyers in my bag.
I think I've got a handful in mine.
These boards are 10 posters thick. There's still one for Cataclysm.
Good, I'll use their drawing pens.
Ruthless?
That's weird.
What?
D
Did you put a bunch of electrical stuff in my bag?
No, why?
Okay, don't make a fuss. Just quietly get up and follow me.
We're eating.
I'm not asking, I'm telling.
But we're...
Now, Morris, now!
Needing a wide open space, I led them around to St. Andrew's Square.
Stay under that chestnut tree.
I don't think it's a chestnut.
Not now, Francis. Just stay back.
You owe me lunch.
Give me your phone.
Where's yours?
In my bag.
Why have you left it in the middle of the grass?
Shh!
Don't shush me. I've just abandoned a mushroom risotto.
Hi, yeah, I need the police.
What?
Or the fire brigade, or both. Actually, can you send the bomb squad?
They seem to be taking him seriously.
Wasting police time is a serious business.
What about see it, say it, sorted?
I know he's nominally speaking your husband, but I am starting to worry about the state of Charles's mental health.
It's no worse than it was 40 years ago.
That's a pretty low bar. He's already accused Anna of conspiring to break that actress's leg. Now he's got some paranoid delusion that someone's trying to blow him up. Oh, here he comes.
At least they haven't cuffed him.
He's frowning.
He was eating a kale and chestnut frittata.
They decided not to do a controlled explosion.
Surprise, surprise.
So it was a false alarm?
Oh, no.
But it wasn't a bomb.
Yes, it was.
Seriously?
It was a dummy bomb made to look like the real thing, without explosives or a fuse.
What was it doing in your bag?
Someone must have planted it when I left it in the dressing room.
Why?
To warn me off.
Who?
Martin.
Not Martin again.
Warn you off?
He was part of the gang who attacked the Scott Memorial. I saw him, and he saw me seeing him. The day of the launch party, Francis and I followed him to a basement flat.
I made him report it to the police.
And when they raided the place, it was deserted, but full of ordnance.
A bomb factory?
Well, a paint bomb factory, but now he's wanted by the police.
You said the fake bomb was a warning.
I'm a witness who can identify him, or maybe he planted it just to say, I can get to you.
I still don't understand why they went for the Scott Memorial.
Have you read Ivan?
It wasn't literary criticism. They're anti-corporate, anti-globalist, anti-pretty much everything that represents the establishment and the old order, and they want maximum publicity for the cause.
Where's Martin now?
Wish I knew, and so do the cops.
Now, one of Edinburgh's finest is waving your bag.
Well, they must have finished with it. I told them I need my phone ASAP in case my agent phones.
Your agent's going to collect his pug and take her up Arthur's Seat.
No chance.
I didn't say a thing.
If anyone else fancies walking off the lunch we didn't finish...
I'll come.
I declined the offer of walkies and made my way back to the old infirmary. In the cobbled courtyard, a large crowd stood around a man on stilts juggling knives and occasionally dropping them.
Are you going to accuse him of stabbing Angus?
I deserve that, but in my defence, I didn't accuse you of killing Angus.
Just coercing him to break Sophie's leg so that I could play Mary Queen of Scots.
Anna was justifiably angry, and I was going to have to suck it up.
There must be some more harmless pastimes in between acting jobs. Why don't you take up knitting?
Listen, you've got every right to be angry with me, but can I buy you a coffee by way of an apology?
Take more than a coffee. You can buy me a vodka and tonic.
I thought you didn't drink.
After the morning I've had, it's time to start.
We went into the theatre bar where I attempted to make amends with a V&T, a pint of heavy, and a selection of high-sodium snacks.
How are the 57 rehearsals going?
Well, they're not.
How come?
First, I lose my onstage lover.
I thought Sam had stepped into that role.
He has, but now Martin's gone missing and we haven't got understudies. You know what's weird?
What?
Angus died the same way as his character.
He wasn't stabbed 57 times.
Okay, but Darnley assassinated Rizzio. Martin stabbed Angus.
What became of the real Darnley?
I think he was killed in an explosion. Someone put barrels of gunpowder under his bedchamber.
You know Martin was involved with the Scott Memorial paint bombers.
Paint bombs don't kill people. I think you should give knitting another go. You can't be worse at that than you are at playing detectives. Thanks for the drink. I'll see you around.
Yeah. A second pint mollified my wounded pride and focused my mind. Was there a link between a recent stabbing and an assassination 500 years ago?
Someone's deep in thought.
Oh. Don't tell Francis or Morris.
Is it a two-pint problem?
How's your 16th century history?
Come up to the flat.
The place reflected its owner-architect, part modernist, part Scottish baronial. Clean minimalist lines were broken by bookshelves and inherited bibelots, embalmed wildlife, wall-mounted armoury, silverware and lead crystal like the tumbler of whiskey James handed me.
Slangevar.
Cheers. That's the stuff to give the troops.
So, 16th century history.
More specifically, Scottish history. I know he was murdered by Darnley, but who exactly was Rizzio?
an Italian courtier, and by all accounts, a talented musician. Mary made him her private secretary. Rumours in court were rife, and eventually Darnley accused his wife of adultery, which was rich from a man who also shared a bed with Rizzio.
It's like a soap.
But there's more. Not only had Rizzio cuckolded him, he may also have been the father of James VI.
Ooh.
That's Jimmy I to you, Sassenachs.
It's an odd coincidence, Rizzio and Angus both being musicians.
So, you think Martin confused real life with the characters they were playing on stage?
Well, now you put it like that. Okay, what if he felt genuine antipathy towards Angus? Martin's deeply committed to environmental politics.
I didn't get the impression Angus cared about any causes apart from Angus.
Well, maybe he had investments in oil. He and Eilish were very young to buy a house, and he was building a sound studio.
I'm pretty sure the money came from her parents.
It's so frustrating. Staring at Martin, I sensed something in my peripheral vision, but when I turned towards it, gone. What's his motivation?
There may not be one.
He just stabbed Angus on impulse.
Well, over the years, I've worked with a lot of troubled young people, some who've done very bad things. In my experience, people's motivations are rarely as tidy and logical as they are in fiction.
I shot a man just to watch him die.
Albert Camus?
Johnny Cash, but similar in outlook. Oh, Morris, I'll let it go to voicemail.
Why is his ringtone the funeral march?
I can tell you've never had an agent.
Back outside, I paused to watch a Japanese drummer and gave myself up to the rhythm, hoping it would bring about some sort of enlightenment.
There you are.
Everyone's got to be somewhere.
Have you spoken to Morris?
He rang, but I was talking to James.
There's news.
Good or bad?
The Piano Factory want our show.
Oh.
London, here we come.
Morris must know where the bodies are buried to pull that off.
Or we've just got a good show. Have you no self-belief?
I'm happy to roll with yours. I've had too many knockbacks.
We need to get Morris a thank you.
Why?
He's fixed us up with a theatre.
That's what agents are supposed to do. It's his job. It's why he takes 10%.
We'll take him out for a meal.
Not fine dining, whatever fine dining is. If we go back to the Happy Carrot, he can finish his lunch.
Hello, you two.
That's a big suitcase.
Believe it or not, the stage crew found more of Angus's stuff stashed away. I'm hoping it'll all fit in here.
How's the house sale going? Any takers?
Not yet.
Fresh coffee.
What?
An estate agent told me to put a bowl of lemons on the table and fill the air with freshly ground coffee and baking bread.
My one wants me to put Angus's clutter in storage. I've also got to clear all the building stuff in the backyard.
Oh. Don't suppose you can recommend a nice restaurant?
How nice.
Not Michelin starred.
And
nice.
If possible, dog friendly. We need to take Charles's agent for a meal tomorrow.
Friends of mine run a gastropub, but it gets very booked up. I'm happy to give them a ring, see if they'll do a favour for a friend.
We'll be forever in your debt.
Well, I'll hold you to that. I'll message you.
Thanks. Right, what now?
Bed.
We're at the Edinburgh Festival with a free evening and over 3,000 shows to choose from, and you want to sleep.
More than anything in the world.
What's happened to you?
I performed a one-man show, found a fake bomb in my bag, and missed most of my lunch. I think I'm entitled to feel tired.
Well, I'm going to see what's on.
Enjoy.
Don't wait up.
Count on it.
For old time's sake, I stopped off at Spud City for a carry-out baked potato with butter, beans and orange cheese, which I washed down with a bottle of heavy and a whiskey chaser, then slept like the proverbial. The following morning, I felt fresh as a daisy, unlike Francis, who declined my offer of a fried egg breakfast bap. The show went even better than the previous day, but in the bar afterwards, Francis was still subdued.
Drink?
I'll just sip my water.
Okay.
Fine.
You all right?
Fine.
You don't look fine.
I'm just a bit...
hungover.
No.
You do know who you're talking to. I've got a PhD in the morning after the night before. Take your shades off. I want to see your eyes.
Whoa.
It's probably something I ate.
What did you eat?
Don't talk about food.
You're hungover.
It's rubbish. I went to see some stand-ups, had a couple of drinks.
A couple.
Is booze stronger in Scotland?
No, but you're,
I'm what? What am I?
At the festival, surrounded by young people, it's easy to forget.
What?
That you're not.
How dare you? Is that inside my head?
Your phone.
Hi, Eilish. That's great. Oh, there's no need to. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm sure he'd be happy to.
Happy to what?
Great, see you then. Eilish's friends are squeezing us in for an early dinner.
Oh.
Not that I can think about food at the moment.
You said he'd be happy to. I assume he is me.
The restaurant's out near her and she's offered to drive us.
Oh. Well, what are you sure I'd be happy to do?
Move some of her garden junk.
Because you said we'd be forever in her debt.
She's doing us a favour. Ooh, I feel sick.
Wait till you've experienced Eilish's driving.
Not again.
It's mine. It's from Anna.
Why would she text you?
I apologised and bought her a vodka.
Don't say vodka.
A three-word message must be a butt text.
What words?
Bottle plank laburnum.
Could be a location.
What are you talking about?
I'll put it into the app.
What app?
Get with a program, cramps. People use it when they break down.
Psychologically?
In a car, out walking. Say you fall down a pothole. No, you trip over coming out of a pub.
All right.
The app divides the world into a grid, and each square's got a unique three words which gives an accurate location. So, bottle, plank, laburnum. There you go. Montague Street.
You think that's where Anna is?
It's where her phone is.
But she's asking for help.
If I'm right.
Well, come on.
Please, don't shout.
France's app led us to a front door halfway up a block of tenements.
Are you sure about this?
It worked when I broke down in the middle of nowhere.
You're never more than 10 minutes from a Waitrose.
I get around.
How's the hangover?
The adrenaline's kicked in.
No one's answering.
Knock again.
We should go.
Here we go. She's not expecting me. I'll hang back round the corner.
Oh, hello, Charles. What are you doing here?
She winked and raised an eyebrow. An imprecise language, but enough to tell me something was wrong.
We arranged to have that chat about acting and the business.
Of course, yes, sorry, I completely forgot.
If you've got time.
Yes, come in.
Nice big flat. How many of you share this?
Just me.
It was four times the size of the miniature roost Francis had booked for us. Then I remembered that Anna's hard-done-by backstory was just that, a story.
Tea?
Yeah.
I shot her a look, but she shook her head.
It's the bathroom squeegee. Keeps falling off the wall.
Do you want me to see if I can fix it?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
With her back to the half-open door, she mouthed Martin and the word gun.
I'll put the kettle on.
Remembering my stage combat classes, I scanned the room for a weapon. No swords, just soft furnishings. In a panic, I picked up a smart speaker, weighed it in my hands, took a breath, then kicked open the bathroom door.
Step away, Charles. Hands up.
Playing hands up.
Don't do something you'll regret. You're barely out of your teens, Martin.
Playing Dean Martin.
Turn it off, Charles.
How?
Push the button.
Playing push the button.
Oh, just get here.
Let Anna go.
So she can run to the police.
You're not thinking straight. Darnley never hurt Mary Queen of Scots.
What's Darnley got to do with anything?
That's why you killed Angus.
I didn't kill Angus.
You were holding the dagger that killed him.
That was an accident and it wasn't my dagger.
They were colour-coded with sticky tape on the hilt.
I'm telling you, that wasn't mine.
You'll be telling me next you didn't detonate the paint bomb at the Scott Memorial.
You know I did. You saw me.
Which is why you planted the bomb in my bag.
But what bomb?
The fake one designed to scare me off.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You should have stayed out of this,
just
Charles.
Just leave Anna alone. Whatever you think there is between you, it's in your imagination.
There's nothing between us. I needed somewhere quiet. Somewhere to think and work out what to do next.
So you turned up in my flat with a gun?
That's a safeguard.
Not very safe from where I'm standing. Please put it down. Don't make things worse than they already are.
It's fine.
Waving a gun around is not fine.
Trust me, I've worked with firearms and that one's plastic. Terrible for the environment.
It's sustainable plastic.
Still a toy.
Actually, it's very real. I made it on a 3D printer.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
What a world.
Please be careful, Martin.
You called the police.
Not me.
Someone did.
They'll be here any minute.
No, I'm not going to prison for something I didn't do.
If they find you like this, it'll be worse.
Oh, what's the point?
What are you doing?
No, Martin!
I'd rather die now.
Look away, Anna. I hope you kept the receipt for that 3D printer.
Oh, stop him! Francis!
Don't mess with emerging female talent.
You broke my jaw.
She's always had a tasty right hook.
The shock didn't really set in till Martin was cuffed and carted off. We gave our statements, left Anna with a victim support officer and hit the nearest bar. As alcohol replaced adrenaline, I finally felt vindicated, even a little triumphant. An hour later, we sat terrified in the back of Ailish's car with Morris and Judy up front.
Here we are. I'll unlock the house.
Is everyone all right?
Poor Judy.
I literally saw my life pass before my eyes.
I genuinely thought we were going to die.
You were warned.
I can't unclench my fists.
Come on, let's get this over with and we can have a nice relaxing dinner.
And it's our treat.
In which case, I'll treat us to a taxi home.
Done.
Come here, Judy.
I've tidied the shovels and stuff, but it needs a bit of man muscle to get those hippo bags into the skip.
If it's man muscle you need...
Let's not be gendered.
Can I use your bathroom?
Of course. I'll show you where it is.
Actually, I wouldn't mind going.
Put on these garden gloves and stay where you are. It's time to sing for your supper. Now, grab the other end of this bag.
In these shoes? Yeah. One, two, three. This suit is a linen silk blend. And the next one. Come for dinner, Morris. It's our treat.
What's she doing?
No idea. Stop it, Judy.
I hope you've got poo bags in your linen and silk suit.
Here you go. Come away. Come away.
What is it? What have you found? Can you hold a back?
Come to Daddy.
Give me a shovel.
What are you doing?
Keep Judy back.
We're supposed to be making good, not worse. Oh. Are you listening to me? Oh. Can we just get this done?
Where's my phone?
Who are you going to ring?
I need a torch.
I'm not missing my dinner because... What's that?
A man's trainer.
Ah, that's what Judy could smell.
Still on a man's foot.
What?
There's a body down here.
Oh, my.
How's it going? You look guilty. What is it? What's wrong?
I don't feel at all well.
There's a body.
What?
I'd stay back if I were you.
Oh, God. Please tell me it's nothing to do with Angus.
He must have found it when he was digging, but it's pretty far gone.
Oh, enough already.
I'd say it was here a good while before you bought the house.
That's horrible.
You were both pretty young to get a mortgage.
You want to talk mortgages, really, Charles?
But my parents gave us the money.
Did that include the extra for building the studio?
Angus wanted me to ask them, but I said they'd done enough.
So who was paying for it?
I'm phoning the police.
Okay, but give it half an hour.
There's a dead body.
It's been dead a long time. Another hour's not going to make any difference.
Why do you want an hour?
What's the fastest way back into town?
Needs must when the devil drives. Ailish was no devil, but her driving was the closest I'd come to hell.
Charles, come in. I heard all about Martin. What a business. Drink?
Actually, I need to keep a clear head.
Don't mind if I do?
Not at all. You probably need it.
It has been a bit of a day at the coalface of culture.
I meant for Dutch courage.
Dutch courage? Am I missing something?
Let's drop the act.
What act? I don't follow.
I've been the one following while you've led me down a rabbit hole.
You're being very cryptic. Is this a puzzle?
It's one I've finally solved. I've just come back from Ailish's house, the house she and Angus bought from you, the house with a man's body buried in the backyard.
That was the moment the genial bonhomie finally drained from his face.
You tried so hard to point me towards Martin.
Who's in custody as we speak.
For vandalising a statue, not murder.
Who was holding the dagger that killed Angus.
The real dagger you swapped for his fake one.
I looked around a room decorated with an assortment of ancient inherited clan weaponry.
I bet it won't take the police long to identify a missing dirk from your hand-me-down collection.
You're like a dog with a bone, aren't you?
It was a real dog that found the corpse. Want to tell me who it is?
Someone I helped get his life back on track, who promptly went and derailed it again. I caught him here, trying to rob the place. He was clearly desperate, off his head on something. I said, go, and I'll forget all about it. He went crazy, demanding cash, but I didn't have any. That's when things turned really nasty. He threatened to spread horrible, disgusting rumours. Basically, ruin my reputation.
Did he have anything on you?
No.
Why not call his bluff?
I'm a single man who works with young people. Mud sticks. The internet and the tabloids would destroy me.
So you destroyed him first?
He attacked me. I defended myself. It was an accident.
But you didn't call the police.
I panicked. Everything I've done, all the good, everything I've worked
for... Then you remembered the house you were renovating.
Well, I was doing the garden myself. Unfortunately, I didn't consider a DJ digging it up to build a studio.
What about Angus? Was he another accident?
He'd exhausted the goodwill of his in-laws, needed money, and thought he'd blackmail me.
To be blackmailed once.
He said I'd never hear from him again, but I knew he'd bleed me dry. I'm surprised the police aren't here.
I asked Francis to give me a head start.
Good thinking. Would you do the same for me? In the spirit of gamesmanship.
But this isn't a game.
No. You're interested in Scottish history? This is an 18th century broadsword. Surprisingly...
Don't be stupid.
Stupid is waiting for the police to arrive.
You want them to find another body?
Not if you do as I say.
Oh, careful.
Back into the bathroom.
Then what?
I'll lock you in, leave here, and take my chances.
I can't
let you do that. It's only fair to warn you, I was a champion fencer in the army.
And I played Mercutio at the Yvonne Arno.
It didn't end well for him.
He wasn't top of his year for stage combat. En garde.
Yeah. Boys, drop your weapon!
Charles! Are you hurt?
It's a scratch. It's just a scratch.
Villain! Fetch a doctor!
Charged with murder, James's reputation lay in tatters. Martin received 21 days for criminal damage to a statue, and as Anna predicted, 57 closed before it opened. Back home, the piano factory lost its Arts Council funding and we lost our London run. But ever the optimist, Morris came up with a bright idea. Edinburgh, home of the biggest arts festival in the world. But how did one show result in murder? Welcome to the Charles Paris True Crime Podcast.
In episode 4 of So Much Blood, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. James was Roger Ringrose, Anna, Natasha K. Stone, Martin, Connor Curran, and Eilish, Catriona Sterling. So Much Blood was written by Jeremy Front, based on the book by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Evans. It was a BBC audio production for Radio 4.